While Queen Elizabeth acceded to the throne 50 years ago, it was another year until her coronation, June 2nd, 1953.
Will you, to your power, cause law and justice in mercy to be executed in all your judgments?
I will.
That date, 49 years ago, is as noteworthy in the history of broadcasting as it is in the history of royalty. Despite the opposition of British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and his cabinet, the BBC was given permission to televise the event. The Queen herself is said to have overruled them, remarking that it was she and not the cabinet who was to be crowned. Never before had such an event been witnessed on the new technology. And while live transatlantic television was still years off, it was seen in this country, too. Don Hewitt, now the executive producer of 60 Minutes, was there for CBS with Edward R. Murrow.
It was the first time Americans had ever seen an event that took place that same day in Europe.
And the film had been edited in the plane coming over the Atlantic.
Coming back. We pulled a lot of the seats out of a BOAC Stratocruiser, the British Airways Stratocruiser, and edited in the air on the way back over the Atlantic, which was before the jets, so it was about between 11 and 12 hour trip. And, you know, when you think back about why all the trouble and expense, you know, to show America what was essentially a parade of gilded carriages and plumed Welsh guardsmen, well, I guess the significance was that it was only 8 years after the end of World War II, and so many of us had watched Hitler's soldiers parading down the Champs-Élysées in Paris, and always thought of the frightening possibility that those same stormtroopers could parade through Whitehall and over London Bridge. But it didn't happen that way. And it was sort of in a kind of a way, the coronation was the closing ceremony of World War II.
That's Don Hewitt of CBS News. The day after Elizabeth's coronation, the New York Times declared CBS's coverage the birth of international television. Former NBC News president Reuven Frank remembers things slightly differently. He says ABC and NBC beat CBS by minutes. Those two networks aired a feed that came via the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, which got the film courtesy of British Royal Air Force jets. NBC had originally devised a scheme much like the one CBS had, but its jet was forced back.